introduction and to join all those expressing the gratitude to Sarah, Roger and Helen for having me here. My name is Christophoros, I'm originally from Greece, but in the last 4 years I live in Cambodia. A short consultancy to UNESCO led me to discover and join this resource center. As an aftermath of the Vietnam War, Cambodia experienced one of the cruelest chapters in the history of the nation, 4 years of genocide that led to 2 million people dead in a total population of 7 million at the time. So as I try to find similarities and differences with other cases that we heard and shared over the past 2 days, if in other cases there was no audience to listen to the witnesses. In the Cambodian case, the challenge is to find the witnesses, the remaining witnesses, or the witnessing texts. So that was one of the arising departing points for the founders of this audiovisual resource center, to intellectuals that try to connect the dots and repatriate some of the archives on this period that showcase the genocide. This particular, I'm not from the academia, and I will propose, I will invite you to discover a project, a long-term training that has been taking place in 2016 and 17, focusing on 5 teams of 2 persons, creators, broadly understood, on the search to reconciliation. The rationale can be captured in this question from the founder, the gentleman on the right, Riti Pan, a distinguished filmmaker, the creator of The Missing Picture, that was produced in 2014. What do you do when, with 10 strong-minded people, creators in a team, working together for 2 years, and how do you facilitate that and make sure that the creative and intellectual sides come out and that there are different opportunities for communicating and facilitating? The project offered support for these teams to document, reflect on, theorize about, and produce social content in post-conflict Cambodia. Each trainee received sponsorship for the duration of the program, included costs of travel to the venue in Phnom Penh, the capital, for the orientation meetup, participation in 2 one-week workshops with a time distance of 13 months, and the modern stipends to support costs of documentation that took place in the intermission. The organizer, the funding came from the Swiss Cooperation Office in Phnom Penh, Cambodia, and the bearer of the project was Bopana, an audiovisual center that has a twofold mission, to recollect and repatriate from the large diasporas in the US and in France the archives and making them available to wider audience, and the production based mainly on digital media. The inception of the program was built on the know-how that collected Bopana since its founding in 2018, and it's the third large project. The first was launched in 2010, searching on the quest of justice, the second in 2013, convening scholars, educators, activists, and judges to reflect on international courts, human rights, and intervention. And this one was directed at the most creative minds in the community, contributing in significant ways to the actual practice of peace building and reconciliation that goes on in a post-crisis country like Cambodia, and nurturing the ongoing conversation about the meaning of reconciliation and the nature of effective conciliatory practice. The goals, the facilitating team were 3, one historian, one anthropologist, and one visual communication scientist like myself. The goals were set to design the educational experience so knowledge can be shared among the participants, between the participants and the staff of Bopana and the visitors of the Bopana Community Center, to build a capacity between the creators themselves, the artists, the theorists, but also the scholars. And the third goal, as in long term, to generate knowledge useful for peace building and reconciliatory process beyond Cambodia, in a region, in a fragile region like it is Southeast Asia. In the applications, in the call for applications, we decided to go for teams of two people to do the matching and to assign some roles, one of the creator and the other of the documenter, and to mix backgrounds. The call for application for this long-term training course was disseminated in the late 2015, and the applications themselves offer evidence of the vitality and the breadth of the field of artist peace builders working in almost every conceivable medium: poetry, theater, music, digital arts, visual art, filmmaking, performance art, and public art installations. This is a map of the country. You can imagine 1/6 of surface of compared to England, with 15 million of population, and the different provinces with different colors where the most of the participants came from. The most of the participants in this case, in this project, were from Phnom Penh and Kachi, and then from Phnom Penh. And Phnom Penh, in south east, it's the capital where the venue for this was. So were the five teams. The five teams were selected to participate in the program were working in different provinces in different stages of the conflict cycle. Their talents embraced a wide range of artistic genres. Some were situated in their own communities, others were outsiders of the communities in which they were working. Serepov and Ratana, working in Kampot province, seek to promote reconciliation through drumming, music and song. Serepov is a master drummer, dancer, teacher and performer. Ratana is a musician and cultural facilitator and also an experienced radio and print journalist. Lee and Ingrid, visual artists, art historians and curators, were co-founders of Reyum Institute for Arts and Culture in Phnom Penh. Reyum sponsored an art school for disadvantaged children in the context of Cambodia, the orphans, and prior to the program had created an exhibition called The Legacy of Absence, in which artists were asked to create works reflecting the legacy of the Khmer Rouge period. Pali and Jamie used playback theater, a form of improvisational theater performed around the world, to create a space for deep community dialogue involving the telling and receiving of difficult to tell and cannot be told stories. Daron and Davi of Red Dots in Siem Reap came into the program with years of experience running community outreach and development programs that use art processes as a medium for engaging social change. The projects vary from education, training, income generating activities, AIDS awareness and responses to communities in trauma. And the fifth, Dararwat and Lisa from Sihanoukville, applied as a team collaborating on the creation of a documentary film. Dararwat entered the collaboration as a human rights lawyer that their and writer. Lisa as a filmmaker and cultural researcher. In their application, they wrote that their project was to be, and I quote, pro-peace and anti-war documentary film that focuses on the stories of people that give expression to the larger narratives of peace and war. The first workshop. One of the biggest challenges facing the program was how to best structure the two workshops. How could we make the best use of the limited time we would have together, given the range of skills and talents of the participants, the different kinds and registers of discourse that each would find appropriate and comfortable in the range of goals and of the program. The first workshop began with the participants introducing themselves and their motivations for participating in the program. On the second day, we continued according to the conventions of a coexistence workshop by exploring identity. Each team introduced the dynamics of the conflict. On days 3 and 4, I share theoretical frameworks on meanings of reconciliation and the nature of aesthetic engagement. The group grappled with these larger concepts of reconciliation as they try to imagine how such theory could be applied to their work. The participants responded with questions and areas for further exploration. This became the focus for small group discussions and brainstorming. During these discussions, some important ideas were expressed about the unique and beneficial aspects of reconciliation through arts and cultural work. Toward the end of the week, each team was given an opportunity to engage the group in helping them reflect on practical and ethical dilemmas that had been arising in their practice. This conversation with them informed our collective brainstorming for a list of elements that would be included in the chapters and portfolios each team would submit and discuss during the next workshop. And these are some of the quotes that participants shared in the feedback form. Learning to find the frame to hold the different concepts of reconciliation was useful. It is like using different frames to hold picture. I think reconciliation is about the creative space of finding meaning and purpose, or a third one, that a formal judicial process may limit the space for addressing different pasts and different memories that may be at odds with each other, and that memory work or education may be more constructive way to create that space through art or education, ritual or ceremony. The second workshop took place 13 months later. The primary focus was for participants to give each other feedback on the drafts, on the chapters they worked on after the first workshop. Based on verbal and written reflections from them in response to the first workshop, as well as the assessment of the programs, we redesigned the program. It was shortened from 10 days to 1 week. We blended activities, more theoretical with more interactive, and was a more stimulating and enjoyable for both the facilitating team and the participants themselves. We streamlined the facilitation team from 3 to 2, and at the end we organized a 2-day symposium with the title Reimagining Self and Other, Creativity and Ethical Action in the Aftermath of Genocide, inviting 3 guests: the American filmmaker Barbara Sonborn, the Japan-based Belgian arts and peace networker Olivia Urban, and the Indonesian poet, journalist and human rights activist Gunawan Muhammad, who spent the day following the public symposium interacting in a more intimate setting with the participants. So what did the teams during these 13 months? We assigned roles to each of the team member. Darren and Davi of Red Dots reflected on an action research project they designed and undertook to make the spirit of interdependence a core principle of the studio itself. Their project consisted of multiple layers. First-year students conducted oral history interviews with members of their families and communities on the meaning of interdependence, and then created works of art and journals exploring the meaning of the term. Lee created the brief portfolio, Reconciliation, Where Are You? Indeed, he brings an artist's eye to questions of violence, justice, and intergroup relations in contemporary Phnom Penh. He also wrote notes on Phnom Penh, a ritual that comes every year on the full moon of September and interacts with the dead. He argues that within the ritual can be found the resources for a process that would allow the citizens of Cambodia to grapple with the legacy of genocide, violence and domination that have plagued the country's past and present. His team member, Ingrid, was working on a separate documentation project when she died tragically of an acute illness. Sreipov and Ratana produced 2 different works about drumming and reconciliation. Sreipov interviewed many traditional Khmer drummers. She has gathered testimony about the power of drumming to create feelings and to sustain relationship across ethnic divisions. Her paper, The Rhythm of Reconciliation and Reflection of Drumming as a Contribution to Reconciliation, ends with a vision for a reconciliation ritual for Cambodia, in which drumming could play a central role. Pali and Jenny thoroughly documented the entire session of the Playback Theatre Summer School. Their paper, Playback Theatre, a Creative Resource for Reconciliation, is a documented, richly documented analysis of how this form of improvisational theatre creates spaces for social dialogue. And last but not least, Dararwat and Lisa have recently completed two different films that bring into relationship the stories of Khmer families affected by the genocide. Their documentation project was delayed for a number of reasons, including the floods that destroyed the villages in several of the areas in which they had collected stories. But they remain committed to producing a working paper and a portfolio reflecting their experiences. So, how to assess, yes. How, at the last part of my presentation, how to access this project and what is to take out. It is very difficult to speak about success, but in light of the goals we initially established, we considered that as something that was very enriching and strengthening the participants themselves, the field, and the peering organization. First, the fellows. The participants, to some extent, the success of a project can be measured in terms of the tangible outputs, the number, the quality of the working papers, of the portfolios, the number of the people who attended the events, and the feedback. In a recent round of conversation with participants, it has become clear that their participation in it continues to have an impact on how they undertake their work and their plans for the future. The quality of the participants' reflections on their own practice and the commitment to revising, refining their work confirms to some extent our initial assumptions that artists and cultural workers from conflict regions can benefit from educational opportunities emerging from the peace-building field. Strengthening the field, the working papers and artistic portfolios produced by the participants are the most tangible outputs of the program. They offer rich descriptions of the projects as well as reflections on the ethical dilemmas and questions that have arisen in their work. Distribution of these documents will contribute to the voices of practicing artists and cultural workers to current conversation on the meanings of the topics addressed and the resources that exist within cultures around the world to facilitate it. As of this writing, 5 working papers, 3 portfolios have been created, original works exploring the intersection of arts, cultural work, memories, reconciliation, and practice. They cover a wide range of artistic media and represent diverse and distinct voices, yet still cohere around a common set of questions and share some of the conceptual frameworks explored in the 2 workshops and the symposium. For Bopana Center, what it means, it was not easy to work, especially when the working languages were 3, Khmer, English, and French, to connect with the large diasporas, but also to satisfy the object, the aim of the donor, to have access to the tangible output and to make him accessible to a wider audience. And Bopana Center suffers from the same challenge as many third sector organizations in a country like Cambodia. The staff, the limited resources. In some instances, the participants bristled against the demands and the expectations, even though this has been made clear in the application. Several of the participants reported difficulty in managing the transitions from the intimate sessions of the workshops to the public sessions, which invited the tone more promotional than reflective. In initiatives that involve relatively well-resourced academic institutions and practitioners working in grassroots institutions in conflict regions, a question remains about how to balance the interest of the institutions, the donors, with the priority of needs of the participants in their communities. Regarding the workshop structures, finding a balance between many demands was challenging as well. One particular day of the workshop was cited by several of the participants as the most useful. It was a long day during which we focused on drafts and working papers and portfolios from each of the teams. It was a day that included both aesthetic and intellectual engagement, and a session in which participants developing relationship allowed them to give each other feedback. I'm gonna stop here by sharing a quote conference note of a participant, the artist's way applied to social change was a lesson learned. It's not easy to assess the influence of a training like this. It has made me more self-reflective and self-conscious about what I'm doing or what I might choose to do. It has foregrounded the term reconciliation in my mind, and I shall continue exploring different meanings and different associations with it. It has become an open-ended term. One of the most enduring things of the past years has been the friendship and the connection which was developed amongst the participants, a small community which developed while we were there, a community with a common frame of reference which connects us and bonds us for long, and that says it all. From my team, I have the pleasure to work with the last 4 years. Thank you for your attention, and I'm here available for any questions. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Christopher.